Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
The Leaving Cert results will be out on Friday. Apart from anxious students, some parents will have spent a small fortune trying to get their children the best grades possible. That includes, of course, grinds, which can often be an expensive business. My next guest runs an online grind service, which allows students to brush up on weaker subjects, but also access notes for all other subjects, and all from the cloud. His backers include the rugby legends Brian O'Driscoll and Caelan Dorris. He's Ronan Murdoch, and he's a teacher of long standing and the co-founder of Grinds 360. Good morning, Ronan.
Morning, Joe. Thanks for having me in there.
How do they work?
So Grinds 360 gives you unlimited access to weekly grinds in 19 different subjects, and the classes are all live and they're all spread out during the week for students. So typically with students, they'd have to decide when they're doing grinds, okay, I'll do maths, but I can't afford to do English. With us, you're on the platform, you get access to all classes, unlimited access.
Okay, and basically it is you in a classroom environment going through all the necessary stuff for the Leaving Cert.
Exactly, yes. What we've developed is a studio to deliver the content very clearly for students, so they can, the mics are very clear for the students. And these are all very simple things, but they're things that students wouldn't have had before. So yeah, we've a studio there that we work off, and also on top of that, we have very excellent tech where we can assess students after the lesson as well. We can send them out a lesson that they can do, and they can fill in an exam online. So that's where they can pinpoint their weaknesses at the same time.
Is that where the USP is? That where the intellectual property is?
100%. Yeah, that's what drove in a huge amount of investment for us, because the tech we have in that area is like nothing I've ever seen in education before. So we're able to, students can put in their answers, and if they get it wrong, they get redirected to the part of the lesson they need to look over. So that stuff is really, it's gotten great feedback from students as well. And already we're seeing people sign up to our platform really on the back of that. It's
now, do you have any evidence that grinds work?
Just a lot anecdotally, really, from just students over the years, that they'll come back to the same teacher from let's say their friends have gotten a great grade thanks to their teacher. So that's what really is driving the market forward. That there's the demand for grinds keeps growing every year, really, just on the strength of just word of mouth from parents saying, recommending teachers to parents again. So
because as I mentioned, it's not for free. It costs hundreds of euros to pay for grinds, to pay for your expertise and your tech and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You've been a teacher in the real world for many, many years.
Yeah.
How did you get into the tech world?
So actually, it was randomly enough. I was just chatting to my friends and I was telling about the issues that we face with grinds. The way it's even, there's simple things as well with it, that like the lessons in typical grinds class are like an hour and 15 minutes long. And I was saying, you know, sometimes students are coming in, there can be a bit of action faking. They're sitting into the class. You don't know if they're listening or not. And then it was only my friend was working with Brendan Cavett in the Olive Group, and he recommended that I meet him. And then when he showed me that he's got like a learning management platform where they develop training courses, and I remember thinking, God, this will click really well with grinds. And you know, the first time we met, we clicked very well, and yeah, we sort of went from there. But I'm not from a tech background at all. So
he's got the coding background, or do you outsource the coding?
No. That's all done through his company with Olive Group. So yeah, and they develop all that stuff for us. So that's really been our edge, really, with the tech the teachers just give them the content and the assessments, and they put that onto their platform.
How do you get in touch with Walter Walsh, the Kilkenny hurler, Jordan Larmer, and Dricko?
With Jordan Larmer and Caelan Dorris there, they'd actually just worked with, like, they knew a lot of the teachers that were joining us on the platform. So they kind of came across through there. And then Brian O'Driscoll, he just worked with, he knows Brendan quite well. So they just clicked from that. So it's a lot of those contacts.
He's put his own money into the stake in the business.
Yeah. And Walter Walsh is a teacher as well, so he got very enthused when he saw the tech as well, because he teaches ag science. So we were down his farm there a couple of weeks ago doing a virtual reality tour of his farm, and that all applies to the ag science course. So these are all the little edges that the tech can give us that is very exciting.
So how many students will you have a stake in when the Leaving Cert results come out on Friday?
I don't know. It's a lot already. Like, we're getting a lot of bookings already, and typically the grinds wouldn't start off until September. So yeah, it'd be hard to tell, but I think we'll have a few thousand to join us. Yeah, it's.
Would you say that there was a grade inflation during lockdowns when grades were assessed?
100%, yeah. And that's what
does that mean? We're going to get grade deflation on Friday?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to comment on that. I wouldn't want to make anyone nervous either. But you know, it all. Let's say if there is great deflation, well, that just drives down the points for the courses. So it all really levels out. But definitely, I can say the great inflation drove forward the demand for grinds over the last couple of years because the points went up and students then felt they had to go to grinds to give them the edge to get into their courses. So,
What sort of relationship do you have with the Department of Education? Because they don't really approve of grinds, do they?
I wouldn't know. I couldn't speak for them in that. But I know a lot of our teachers are state examiners, so they work very well with them there on that side. So, but speaking of teachers, the feedback from teachers on this is brilliant because this a lot of teachers are fine. They're saying, okay, this would be very helpful for my students if any of them were sick during the year and they want to come back and catch up on the topics, because what we're developing out with the platform as well is just an on-demand catalogue for students where they can access any chapter they want on the spot. So that reduces a huge amount of pressure on students. Let's say if they were on the platform, they're thinking, God, I was sick last year, I missed out on Platt. They can just type in Platt and they'll get all the lessons.
This is
and
Sylvia
all of the
Platt.
Poems. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Rather than David Platt, the football.
Sylvia Platt. Yeah. So I have to make that clear. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you only do the Leaving Cert, or do you also do the Junior Cert?
Well, we're focusing usually on the Leaving Cert at the moment, but then straight away the plan is once we've cracked that and pushed that out, definitely go into Junior Cert.
And would you consider doing, I don't know, A levels up in Northern Ireland or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. We'd be looking at that. It's funny because the demand on that overlaps with the big subjects there, like the big subjects back here in Ireland, like English, Maths, and the Science. So we're developing brilliant animations for that at the moment. So we're thinking that will cross over very nicely up north. So.
And there's also a baccalaureate that you
can do. Yeah, the international back, yeah.
Is that something that you'd consider?
Yeah, and that's it. But the big thing at the moment is, that's what I found with this product, is that like it can go into so many avenues, but then you have to try and stay disciplined and you have to be like, right, at the moment just crack into our Leaving Certs and get that right and then push it out for there. So
you're full time, but how many full time teachers do you have?
We've 12 full time teachers,
and they've quit their normal jobs to work on Grinds 360.
Yeah, the bulk of them have joined. So I've worked in the Grinds industry and Grinds schools for years. So the bulk of them have joined us from Grinds schools there, and they've left their teaching positions to join Grinds 360 full time.
Well, they obviously see some potential in it.
Well, yeah.
Best of luck with
thanks
it, Ronan.
To me, Joe. Cheers.
That's Ronan Murdoch, the co-founder of Grinds 360.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.